those guys who got your Father's Day gift this morning, if you can't see it, it says it's a screwdriver. All right? It's an 8-in-1 screwdriver set. Very neat. I think every guy needs that in his tool set. And if you are here today and we have a few extras, and if you're going to go see your father today, take one. First come, first serve. It's boxed here, and you can take it home for your dad. Please take your Bibles this morning. Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 2. Proverbs, chapter 2. The title of today's sermon is A Few Good Men. Please stand for the reading of God's Word if you're able to stand. Proverbs chapter 2 and one verse of Scripture, verse 20. King Solomon wrote to us, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, bless the reading of your Word. And Lord, we thank you so much for our fathers that we have today and for the fathers have gone on to be with you. But we thank you, Lord, our Heavenly Father, for loving us so much and providing so much to us and for us and being with us, and especially for sending your Son that we may have eternal life in Him. Bless the rest of our services today and our day, and may we honor and glorify you with our lives. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. A few good men. A few good men. In the song, A Few Good Men, the first verse reads, what this dying world could use is a willing man of God. I've got news for you guys and girls. Our world is dying. Our world is corrupted. Our world is full of sin and hatred and evil. Our world gets worse and worse every day. But we need to have some men of God to be willing to be used of Him for His service. We need more and more willing men to be the willing men of God so that they can be used in the service of the Lord. You know, when I think of this message, I often think of the military. I remember of course, it was way before my time, but reading history and watching television and movies about World War I and World War II and the Korean War, the Vietnam War, where men were drafted, and especially during World War II, where there were signs out, Uncle Sam wants you. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that men here today, God wants you. He wants you for His service. You know, the military offers many good things to the men who enlist in the service, but you'll find the best things when you enlist in the service of the Lord. My first point this morning is walk in the way of good men. Walk in the way of good men. King Solomon wrote that thou mayest walk in the way of good men. I believe that King Solomon wrote these Proverbs for the benefit of his son or his sons, as you read throughout the book of Proverbs. But any man would also benefit from studying them as well. For our young guys here this morning, those who are still in school, y'all need to take some time out of your life before you get into high school. Or if you are in high school, go ahead and read the book of Proverbs. And if you'll pay attention, they'll really help you walk a very godly and good life. The word walk in this verse, it means to go or to travel, but it also means to live and to follow. The word way means path or pathway. Good men means that these men are good. In other words, these men are good because they are not evil, they are not foolish, and they are not corrupt. Solomon is telling his son here in the book of Proverbs, and specifically in this verse, he's telling his son that he needs to follow and live after the pathways of men who are not corrupt. That means men who are not liars. Live after men who are not fools, and live after men who are not evil. Men, we need to look to those good men today to follow in their paths. Fathers, are you setting the good paths for your children to follow? Are you this morning? I can think of many good men in my life I think of my daddy, and I think of preachers who've gone on before me and following in their paths. I think of pastors I've had in the past, and I think of even men here in this church that I look after as well. But the most important man's path you should ever be following in your life is Jesus Christ. You'll find none better, you'll find none smarter, you'll find none more honest, and you'll find the best, all in Jesus Christ. Because you know what Solomon was teaching us here? If you follow those good men, who are they following? Jesus. If you're not following Jesus, you're not very good. You're not very honest. Well, I'll tell you something. Everybody, save Jesus Christ, is not perfect. I'm not perfect and you're not perfect today. Man or woman, boy or girl, you're not perfect. We're going to have mistakes. It's important that we learn from the mistakes of others in the process. But listen, if your daddy or you are following Jesus and those who are following you are following the right person, walk in the way of good men. Now, when you have the world get involved, they'll tell you, oh, look at this hero over here. What the world calls a hero is not what the Bible calls a hero. I never forget when I was in school, which I realized for me wasn't that long ago, but it was long ago for some of you young ones out here today. That time I went to school, when I graduated in 2004. It was like, Brother Daniel, you're old. I'm like, I'm not old. But according to them, they are. I am, you know. And when I was in school, there was all kind of people that the guys in schools looked up to. All these NBA stars and NFL stars and so on and so forth, and actors and musicians and so on and so forth. And you know, the most common thing out of all of them, they weren't pursuing Jesus. They were pursuing their own desires and their own lust for trying to get the next dollar so they could get what they want. Well, guess what? Most of them, if they succeeded in life, they succeeded horribly. What do you mean by that? Well, not only was their life full of corruption, but their lives were full of bitterness and hate and sorrow and so on and so forth. Who wants that? Let me tell you, the life of a child of a God is not easy. It's not perfect, but it's blessed because you got Jesus in it. My next point this morning is keep the paths of the righteous. Not only did Solomon say that thou mayest walk in the way of good men, he said, and keep the paths of the righteous. The word keep has several meanings. But in this verse here, it means to observe. Solomon is telling his son to observe the lives and follow after the righteous. Fathers, if your life is not a righteous one, in other words, living your life and leading your family in the path of Christ, you are leading your children in the wrong direction. I see so many fathers today that they strive their best, what they consider the best, to make sure that their children have the best. And so they work and they work and work. And let me tell you something, there is absolutely nothing wrong with daddy's working. In fact, that's biblical. All right? That's biblical. Men, it's our responsibility to make sure that our homes are provided for. That's our responsibility. God gave us that to us and the ability to do that. But let me tell you, don't let that what you think responsibility becomes so great that it ignores your spiritual responsibility to your family. Because your job can get in the way if you let it of serving the Lord. Talked to a young man just this past week. And was talking about him getting back in church and talking to them about the Lord and how he's in his life. And he said, well, I guess I can sacrifice just a little bit of sleep in order to do that. I said, well, let me tell you something about that. We've got several services here. Pick one. And while you're at it, don't forget that Jesus sacrificed his whole life for you. Yeah, you're right, Brother Daniel. Yeah. Jesus Christ gave us all for you. Don't forget that. when you say, well, I guess I'll sacrifice a little bit for God. Listen, that's the wrong and a very poor attitude to have in the service of the Lord. Don't have the attitude, well, I got to go to church. No, 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 no. Have the attitude, well, I get to go to church. Because there are some countries in this world, they don't have the freedom that we have here in this country. We take it for granted so often. And yet, in their persecution, some of those countries, their buildings are full. Because they get to go to church. Fathers, how are you leading your families this morning? Is your job more important than serving the Lord? Are ball games and fishing and all the other things you put before the Lord more important than serving God? What are your children seeing? They need to see Daddy on his knees before God and living his life so that they would do the same thing. You go to Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6, that's very clearly laid out to us, guys. Fathers, if you're not fond of leading your family in the path of Christ, you may cause your family to suffer all the way to your great-grandchildren. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 5. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Do not think for a second that your sin doesn't affect others. It does. We can go back in several places in the Bible that where the sin of one man affected so many. The first one is very obvious. His name was Adam. Adam. You can thank him for all the misery we're suffering today. You think your actions don't affect others? Get real. Wake up. And fathers, that falls heavily upon us. It really does. Why did God command the Israelites when they were conquering the Canaan land, the promised land? He said, wipe them all out, the inhabitants there. Wipe them all out. Not just the men, but the men, the women, and the children. And some will say, oh, that's so hateful and so, I mean, the rest of the world's like, whoa, you serve an unjust God. No. No. Because here's why. You see, they didn't wipe them all out. Because they're like, eh, it'll be all right, let them go. There's a few cases like that. You know what happened? They're still plaguing them today. Don't think that not being obedient to God, you can get by with it. Think about not just yourself, but the future of your children. Exodus chapter 34 and verse 7, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generation. The Lord is very clear to us that He says, look, it doesn't just affect you. And then He goes on in Numbers chapter 14 and verse 18. He said, the Lord is long-suffering. I'm so glad He is. Amen. That means He's patient. He has more patience than any of us. I'm very thankful for that. But the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. When we look at the kings of Judah in the Old Testament, after Solomon died, it was just a uphill, downhill, uphill, downhill. A man who was right with God and one who was evil on the side of God. And it would just go up, down, up, down, up, down. And there was a point in time it said, look, God said, I'm going to cut you off. but it will happen to your children, not because of you. Sure enough, that's what happened. Because of the sin of that king, not only did his children suffer, but the entire nation suffered. One point in time, I was employed by this company, private held company, and I had heard while I was there that the owner had a gambling problem. But I was told by him that he was good now. But every once in a while I'd hear where he, you know, was playing poker with so and so forth. And then one day he walked in and said, I have to lay off a bunch of people. How come? Well, we don't have any more money. Laid off half the staff. Just like that in one day. I knew what happened. I knew exactly what happened. I didn't get laid off. Some other workers did, so I went to him and I said, here's my 2 weeks notice. I'll help you out with that burden right now. Why? Why would you do that, Brother Daniel? Well, number one, it was time for me to move on. But number two, I could see what was supposed to happen. And I didn't want to be around for the repercussions. And God blessed me and moved me to a different job and it just worked out really well with that. Some people are afraid to, in their jobs they have that are really not God-honoring, or maybe it, in their quote-unquote job schedule doesn't have room for God. Listen, if you really want to serve God and you think that your job hinders you from doing that, number one, it's time to get a new job. Number two, pray for God to help you get a job that will help you serve God. And believe it or not, He will do it. We need a few good men in our homes, churches, and our country. Boys growing up don't have any good role models in the world. They need to be looking at the good men of God. If the boys in our world today look at the role models in our culture, my goodness, we're doomed. But the world is saying that the boys need to be them that grow up. We need men, and we need men of God. There's a push to try to make boys more feminine as they get older. That's the last thing we need. We need more men, and we need godly men at that. Now, there are certain things I won't say in mixed company today, but I'll just let you know that the men back in the Old Testament were more manly and sometimes even more godly than what we have today. And in the New Testament, they would go and they would fight for their homes. They would kill guys one day and be at home the next. Whereas today, man, you know, I'm one of those guys like, I really got to clear my thoughts and stuff where I go back home because I got all this stuff in my head. And I realize, but that's because of our society today. But back in the Old Testament, they didn't think twice about it. We got to protect our country, we got to protect our homes, and we got to serve our God. But today, it's all about me, isn't it? Whatever you feel, man, just go for it. No, that's not right. So men today, be those good, godly men that God wants you to be so that not only those around you can look up to you, but the future generations can as well. Fathers, be that good man of God today, not only for the sake of our future generations, but for the sake of our church today. How in the world are we going to, in the future, have godly men to fill positions if they're not godly men who won't step up and do what's right today? And that's just the truth of the matter. And I appreciate you ladies so much. I do. I'm going to brag on some of you this morning. I really appreciate Sister Rana. She does a lot for our church when it comes to cooking for people and making sure the sick and so on and so forth get done. Man, she's Johnny on the spot. I really appreciate that. I appreciate Sister Valerie putting up with me. at all the stuff I throw at her. I mean, and the list goes on and on, all you teachers and so on and so forth. But I've seen some churches where it was except for the pastor, deacons excluded, everybody in the church positions were filled by women. Why? Because either one, there was no men, or the men there were too sorry to step up and do what was right. So men of God today, step up to the plate. Be a man. Do what's right for God. Follow in the path of the righteous. Follow Jesus Christ. And be that example for the future generations. And you boys that are here today, here shortly you're going to become men. And it doesn't seem like it. It didn't seem like it. But I can remember it seemed like just yesterday I was sitting where some of you are sitting today. Hearing something similar, some man saying it that day. Oh, it'll be a while. Here I am. So I know some of you think I'm still a baby. But I'm not. Boys, look up to those godly men. Don't look at that NBA star, that baseball player, that football player, that musician, that actor. You look up to those godly men in your life. If your daddy is a good example to follow, follow him. Follow other men in your life too that are good, godly examples. But most of all, follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. He will never fail you. He'll never lead you to the place. He'll never, ever fail you. He'll never deceive you. He'll always love you. He'll always be there for you. And as long as you're obedient to Him, how blessed your life will be. Child of God today, if you're not, man or woman, boy or girl, if you're not living your life the way you need to, today is a day to get it right. Today is a day to make a difference, not only in your life, but in your family's life, and in your church's life as well. Don't listen to what the world will tell you. It'll mess you up. You listen to what God says. And you follow after Him and His Word. Is your heart burdened today to live right for God? Please do that as we prepare for this invitation. Let's all bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for the blessed and wonderful day You've given us. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You most of all for Jesus, who not only lived a perfect life that we can follow after, but gave His life for us that we can live forever with Him. Help us, Lord, to be better Christians, to be better children of You, to be better examples to our children and to those around us. May we remember why You've called us, and You've called us to serve You. Bless this time of invitation as He sings in Christ's name. Amen. Would you please stand?